This is Brother Peter Diamond here, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the recent abomination that we all witnessed, in which the Vatican II Church officially had a quote Catholic funeral for Ted Kennedy, the pro-abortion, pro-quote gay marriage apostate from Massachusetts. They are celebrating this man's evil life. They are celebrating their idea that he was a Catholic. They are treating him as if he was one of the faithful. Kennedy was not only vigorously pro-abortion, but he even voted against the effort to stop partial birth abortion. So I wanted to play two clips and then give a few brief comments at the end. The first clip comes from the recent funeral held in a quote Catholic church in Boston, a Vatican II church, and you had quote Cardinal O'Malley there, you had a quote Jesuit priest there, officially commemorating this man, and the prayers that they're offering are clearly indicating that this guy was one of the faithful, that he will basically reign with Christ, that he will have eternal life. You've got Obama there in the front row, Clinton right behind him. It's just utter apostasy. And of course, Benedict XVI knows all about this. You couldn't not know about it. It's all over the news. The entire world press is basically commemorating this guy as a hero, this apostate from the Catholic faith. And so we really have to think about the significance and what this proves, without any question, that the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church, that its bishops are utter apostates, that you can be pro-abortion and part of the Vatican II sect, just as we said in our book, The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II. We prove that Benedict XVI and his apostate bishops accept as Catholics people who are pro-abortion, people who are notoriously pro-abortion. They give what they think is communion to them during their lives, and they officially commemorate them after their deaths. Here are the clips. The first one is from the so-called Cardinal of Boston, Cardinal O'Malley, and the second one is from the former, quote, Cardinal of Washington, D.C., McCarrick.
Let us pray. Lord God, your Son, Jesus Christ, gave us the sacrament of his body and blood to guide us on our pilgrimage way to your kingdom. May our dear friend Ted, who shared in the Eucharist, come to the banquet of life Christ prepared for us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And His Eminence Cardinal Sean O'Malley will conduct the final commendation.
Mr. President, we thank you for your presence and for your words of appreciation for the life and work of Senator Kennedy. We've gathered here today to pray for a man who has been such an important part of our history and our country. We are here because Ted Kennedy shared our belief in prayer and in eternal life. And now let us commend Ted's soul to God's loving mercy. Before we go our separate ways, let us take leave of our brother. May our farewell express our affection for him. May it ease our sadness and strengthen our hope. One day we shall joyfully greet him again, when the love of Christ, which conquers all things, destroys even death itself. Abilo benedicaris in cuius honore cremaris. Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brother Edward, in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, we shall rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Edward in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servants, and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our brother forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. In peace, let us take our brother to his place of rest.
There's a certain fittingness in having a burial at the dying of the day, because we know that the sun will come back again tomorrow. And as we think of Teddy, we know that his new life begins, is new, and we're always touched by his passion for the underdog, for the rights of working people, for better education, for adequate health care for every American. His legacy will surely place him among the dozen or so greats in the history of the Senate of the United States.
So there you have it, the Vatican II Church officially commemorating the pro-abortion apostate Ted Kennedy, who was also pro-gay rights and pro-gay, quote, marriage. They clearly believe that he went to heaven. They clearly believe that he was a Catholic. They clearly believe that pro-abortion people can be and are Catholics. These are Benedict XVI's representatives in their respective areas. He knows about this. He considers pro-abortion people to be Catholic. It's a fact. Anyone who denies it is a liar. He is pro-abortion. He is in communion with those who are pro-abortion. The Vatican II Church is pro-abortion. Anyone who accepts these men as the, quote, hierarchy is pro-abortion. Anyone who obstinately accepts Benedict XVI as a Catholic is pro-abortion. You are not pro-life if you are in communion with him. And to really understand the full gravity of this, we have to consider what they said. They believe he will be among the saints who will reign with Christ at the second coming. They believe that he will enter eternal life. And we have to keep in mind that all of those who eventually have salvation are, in a certain real sense, saints. St. Paul speaks of the sanctified believers as saints in numerous places in the New Testament. And so all of those who are eventually saved are, in a certain sense, saints, because they will reign with Christ. And so you clearly heard the Vatican II Church saying that he will reign with Christ, he will live with Christ, he will have eternal life, he will have eternal rest. He is therefore a saint. So they have a pro-abortion saint. They believe he has salvation. And we should also emphasize that what this proves is that even if one of these Vatican II apostate bishops might have disagreed with Kennedy's pro-abortion stance, and even if some of the members of their church disagree with that, it doesn't matter, because they still believe he's in the church. They still believe he's in the body. And so at best they can say that being pro-abortion is maybe not the best opinion to have. It's sort of like you're all on the same airplane, and the pro-life people are flying first class, and the pro-abortion people are flying coach, but you're still in the church, you're still going to heaven, and ultimately it doesn't mean anything. It is not a teaching of the church, according to the Vatican II sect, which you must believe under pain of losing membership in it. They gave what they thought was communion to him during life. They officially praised him and commemorated him after death. Benedict XVI is pro-abortion. If you are in communion with him, you are pro-abortion. Go to our website, VaticanCatholic.com, for the true Catholic faith and the true information you need to see that the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church.